Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM, Talkspace.com/boom, B-O-O-M.
I'm upset, obviously, because we lost, but, you know, I'm kind of happy that I got the first one under my belt, you know, my first start with these guys and have a chance to play with them. So if I get put into that situation again, you know, I'll know how to handle a little bit better than I did, you know, the first time.
There's Broncos rookie quarterback Paxton Lynch after the loss against the Atlanta Falcons in his first career NFL start on Sunday. And the Denver Broncos are now 4-1, but they have a short order as they're preparing now for the San Diego Chargers for Thursday Night Football in the big color rush game coming up just this week. And there's definitely going to be some changes. We don't know about the quarterback position, but I'll get you into all of that. This is the Locked On Broncos podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm the host of the show. My name's Adam Kinney. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Kinney Radio, or you can follow the show account at Locked On Broncos. And so I kind of alluded to some of the changes that may be happening. And I talked about this in my game recap against the Falcons, just kind of the brief update on Gary Kubiak and what may be in front of the Denver Broncos, and because of the issue that the health concern that they had on Sunday night, Gary Kubiak went to the hospital, and he was in the hospital into Monday. So John Elway had to hold a press conference to kind of give an update on where things were with Gary Kubiak. Here is what Elway had to say on Monday.
Gary is headed home from the hospital right now, so that's good news. Last night, obviously, went to the hospital and experienced what they've diagnosed as a complex migraine. So I'm not a doctor, so that's about as far as I'm going to go into that.
So good news for the Broncos and company that Gary Kubiak's already going to be heading home from the hospital. This was on Monday afternoon, and try and get to the road of recovery. But with a very, very short week ahead of them, what does this mean for the status of the Broncos head coach in his second season with Denver, and will he be able to square up for that matchup on Thursday night against the San Diego Chargers? Here was Elway on that.
He's going to have this week off. He's going to be back on Monday, but he's going to take this week and take care of some of those issues and find out if there's some different triggers or whatnot. But when it comes down to Gary's health, everybody's excited about the fact of what the prognosis is. I'm not going to comment anymore on Gary's health. I'll let him do that when he gets back. We're just excited that Gary's okay and the prognosis looks great.
So Gary Kubiak will not be on the sideline and will not travel with the team on Thursday to face the San Diego Chargers in a divisional matchup. And this will now be in four seasons. The Broncos will have the fourth head coach in as many seasons playing in San Diego, of all things, because the Broncos are really not new to this whole thing. With John Fox's health scare that he had in 2013, they had to kind of makeshift some things around, and Jack Del Rio stepped in as the interim head coach for that matchup at San Diego. I think he coached a couple extra games that year as well. So, you know, dating back to 4 years ago, you had John Fox is your head coach at San Diego. Then the following season, Fox was the head coach, but Jack Del Rio steps in as the interim coach. Last year, you have Gary Kubiak as your head coach. And now, who will that guy be? I kind of speculated, just because of the head coaching experience that Wade Phillip has, not only in the NFL, but with this organization, that maybe he would be the guy to come and step in. But apparently, John talked to Gary Kubiak about who would be the guy that's going to disrupt the flow of this team the least. And it was somebody a little bit unexpected. And I am actually very, very excited that he's getting a chance to be an interim coach in the NFL. Here's Elway on the Broncos interim head coach.
The interim coach is going to be Joe DeCamillis. Gary and I talked about it. The least disruptive situation, and that would be is Joe. And so we thought that was the best and the easiest way to handle that situation. And Joe's got a tremendous amount of experience too.
Joe DeCamillis is going to be the interim coach of the Denver Broncos for Thursday Night Football against the San Diego Chargers. And I think this is a very smart move by the organization as a whole. And I think that it's good that Elway collaborated with Kubiak on who he wanted to be his interim head coach, because this is giving you a guy with great coaching experience. He's been around the game for a long time. This is Dan Reeves' son-in-law, for those of you that don't know this, but he's been the special teams coordinator for the Broncos for the last couple of seasons. And he's done a very good job in that role for this team. And I think that with that experience in mind and just his overall demeanor, because he's a very straight shooter, he's going to get to the point, no-nonsense kind of guy. That's what I've gotten in my time with Joe DeCamillis, and I think that he's going to carry that onto the team. And then a bonus on top of that is you're enabling the rest of your coaching staff to still do what they do best, and that's for Wade Phillips to focus solely on the defense and calling those plays, and then Rick Dennison, he's going to be a little bit more involved in the play calling now that Gary Kubiak won't be out there on the sideline, so he has to already take a little bit more of a responsibility. You can't solely place that on him as well as being the head coach. So I think this is a very, very smart move by the Broncos by moving DeCamillis into this role, and I think that he could do a very, very good job, and I think he could absolutely have the makings of being a head coach in this league at some point in time. Another dark horse candidate that I think that they could have probably floated out there just to do this for this quick pinch hit would be Eric Studisville, who's the running backs coach, and then he obviously has experience as the interim head coach of this very football club when Josh McDaniels got fired. So that would have been kind of a good feel-good story to see, to get him a little bit more head coaching action. But I do like the call putting in Joe DeCamillis, and John Elway even said that he's kind of thankful this is happening on a short week.
When you go through these things, sometimes these situations, they're bad, but really good things come out of it. The timing, even though it's a short week, it's almost better that it's a short week. Gary can, you know, take this week to work on himself and then, you know, get back to normal on Monday.
So it should be a quick turnaround for Gary Kubiak to get back and rejoin his team, which I'm sure everybody in Denver was just very, very scared once this news came out, just because of the history that Gary Kubiak suffered a mini stroke a couple years ago on the sideline, and he had to be carted off the field at Reliant Stadium when he was the head coach of the Houston Texans before Wade Phillips had to come in and become the interim head coach for him a couple of seasons ago. So, I mean, that was a much more serious matter, and it just seems like this will be kind of matter of fact. Gary's going to get some rest that he needs, and then, you know, they're not going to rush anything, but he should be able to come back to work as the Broncos will prepare for their next opponent when they play on Monday Night Football against the Houston Texans the following week. So, and Elway talked about that, kind of getting a break. They're going to be able to, even though they have to play on the short week, they're getting an even extended look and extended preparation for their following opponent a couple of weeks from now. So the Broncos going to get through this. They face adversity with some of the best of franchises in all the sports, and they have a plan in place for Broncos Chargers on Thursday night, and that is Joe DeCamillis. All right, I want to get you the practice report and kind of get you an idea, an inkling of who's going to play, including at the quarterback position for the Broncos and Chargers on Thursday night. But first, I want to remind you that this episode of the Locked On Broncos podcast is brought to you by our friends over at MyBookie.net. Football season is here. Get in the action and play like the pros over at MyBookie.net. It's the most exciting online experience for any sports fan. MyBookie features real Vegas odds and incredible player props on every football game. The game already kicked off? MyBookie has live in-game odds updated in real time. Never too late to make a play, optimized for smartphone users for nonstop action on the go. Go online, type in MyBookie in your browser, and sign up today. And then you can use my promo code, Broncos, to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Once again, that's promo code Broncos for the Locked On Broncos podcast, or you could give them a call at 844-722-2387. That's 844-722-2387. Join the thousands of online players already playing. Only the biggest, only the best, only at mybookie.net. Sign up today. All right, back to the practice report for week 6 in the NFL between the Broncos and the San Diego Chargers for this Thursday night game. And the thing I'm most excited about, probably, besides the Broncos playing a little bit earlier than, you know, having to wait all the way till Sunday to get that taste out of your mouth for the loss that they just suffered to the hands of the Atlanta Falcons, but is the Color Rush uniforms. Oh my goodness, I just love how they're bringing back the old school logo and incorporating that with the old school style along with the orange pants. I don't know how they're going to look on TV, but I've been really excited by what I've seen just on Twitter from the Broncos team account and other places and the way these things look. But I love that old school D logo, and I think that nostalgic Bronco fans are really going to enjoy for this 1 week. And maybe they'll incorporate, you know, at least just the tops with the old school logo, you know, going forward, you know, once or twice a year, and have that be their alternate uniform instead of all those awful all blue uniforms that they've been using in recent years. But here's the practice report for Tuesday. Already 2 days into practice for the week on Monday and Tuesday. No surprise here for the Broncos. DeMarcus Ware did not participate. He's still on his road to recovery. Trevor Siemian was limited both Monday and Tuesday, which really is kind of a scary thing a little bit. Wednesday is going to be the big key day for Trevor Siemian. If he could come back at either a full participation or maybe 3 days straight of limited participation, he'll have an opportunity to come back. And a lot of what I think the Broncos did with Trevor Siemian, with inserting Paxton Lynch into the starting lineup, is they were just planning it progressively, planning ahead, thinking, okay, so we have this matchup against the Falcons at home, and you know our defense might be able to take care of them and keep us in the game. Paxton played well enough last week. We're going to give him an opportunity because we want to make sure that Trevor's able to go for this first divisional matchup of the season against the Chargers. And yeah, the Chargers are 1-4, but they played in some close games, and you never know what's going to happen when it is a divisional game, because no matter what the level of competition is, sometimes that's elevated just because you're playing a more familiar opponent, and it's all that more important to for your divisional record for tiebreakers down the road. The Raiders are tied at the top of the division right now at 4-1, so you don't want to lose to a like opponent who the Oakland just beat. They're going to want to keep pace as much as they possibly can, so maybe they're thinking a little progressively here, and they thought, okay, if we shut Siemian down for this game, then he's going to be ready and rearing to go, you know, almost back to 100% by Thursday night. And so I'm kind of thinking that was their game plan. So my inkling is Trevor Siemian's going to go and be the starting quarterback for the Broncos on Thursday night football against the Chargers. But time will tell, and we know that they're going to do everything they can to keep Paxton Lynch ready and able to go if Siemian is not able to do that. Also on the injury report, everybody else was a full participant, which is good to see from Virgil Green, full participant for both practices this week, Shiloh Kao, Justin Simmons, Donald Stevenson, and those are really the notable names to mention here. You know, if they're able to get, I've talked about Virgil Green at length. If they get him back, you know, he may really be able to help ignite the running game, because he's such a factor as a run blocker in the NFL and in this scheme that may open up all kinds of holes for both C.J. Anderson and Devontae Booker. On top of that, Donald Stevenson, if you're getting him, that's a big key piece to the front of your offensive line. He's going to plug in at right tackle, and then all your worries go away. Really, Tyson Brielle put in a bad situation last week because he's not really at 100% yet, still recovering from his injury that he suffered his rookie year, probably not ready to be thrown in the fire, but just because of lack of depth and lack of bodies, he had to be that guy, and he was absolutely exposed in the first half against the Atlanta Falcons, who only had 4 sacks entering that game. So it would be a very good thing for the Broncos to get Donald Stevenson back. I'll flip over to the other side for the Chargers, and you know they're injury depleted as it stands right now. No Keenan Allen for the rest of the season, no Manti Te'o, no Danny Woodhead. I mean, those are just the guys that are on IR, not coming back. Brandon Flowers, the cornerback, he did not participate with the concussion. He's in the concussion program, which is really going to be hard to get approved, because you see that over the last couple weeks, the NFL's really taken it seriously this year, that Carson Palmer had to miss a game. Cam Newton had to miss a game because of the concussion protocol, so you'll have to keep an eye on the Chargers' secondary. Old friend of the Denver Broncos, Orlando Franklin, was limited. He did return to practice today on Tuesday with an ankle injury. A couple other injuries on the offensive line, and those are the main issues that the Chargers are facing. Dexter McCluster, the wide receiver, also returned to practice at a limited capacity. But Chargers are going to be as healthy as they can be, despite those big key injuries that they're going to have. But other than that, they should be relatively good to go for Thursday night football. All right, and just kind of give you guys an update on what the Chargers have been doing. They are at the bottom of the AFC West totem pole at 1-4 on the season, but they have lost some close games, and last week was no different, dropping a divisional matchup against the Oakland Raiders 34-31. The Raiders come away winning that one to ascend them to tie the Denver Broncos for first place in the AFC West. and in an old-fashioned gunslinger shootout. Phillip Rivers, 21-30, 359 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. So Phillip could still put it together and really burn a secondary when he's poised to do so. Melvin Gordon gets 69 yards on the ground on 16 carries. Tyrell Williams, is the leading receiver for the Chargers with 117 yards on 5 receptions. He gets a score as well. So, you know, really, the thing that would be worrisome for the Broncos, whether it's Trevor Siemian or Paxton Lynch, because you don't know with an injured Trevor Siemian how cohesive the offense is going to be with him, and with the defense having the blow that they had last week, just to the way that they have been playing, it was very different type of defensive front that we've been seeing from the Denver Broncos really over the last 2 seasons, where they were kind of exposed. You know, how are they going to respond to that? And Phillip Rivers can certainly get in a shootout, so that's going to be something to look out for, is can the Broncos put up enough points to hang with the Chargers? And a lot of people are probably writing this thing off, think the Broncos are going to win this going easy, but this could absolutely be a trap game for this team, and they're going to have to be as focused as they can with their interim head coach and maybe their backup quarterback to go in and get a win in San Diego. But I'll get into more of that into when we get into my game preview, which will come before kickoff on Thursday, and I'll give you my predictions, keys to victory, and what to watch for and all this. That's going to do it for us here tonight on the Locked On Broncos podcast. Thank you for subscribing and finding us on iTunes and audioboom.com. Follow the show account at Locked On Broncos. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Kinney Radio, and we'll see you next time on the Locked On Broncos podcast.